WCHL, time now for trivia on 97.9 The Hill. Ron Sutz here along with Mr. Kiger.
What's up? Sup?
People say that to me
people
all the time.
Tell me you're the life of the party.
You and Mr. Kiger. People say I'm in the life of the party because I tell a joke or two. Track to my tears. Although I might be laughing loud and hearty. Deep inside, I'm blue.
Take a good look at my face. And this has absolutely nothing to do with the question.
Oh, man. We got to stop this.
Folks, I tell you what, if you're having a party and things are kind of slow, give Ron and I a call.
Exactly, man.
We'll come over and kind of cut up.
Why
you don't have to introduce us. We'll go by aliases. Right.
Just go by it. Just go with it.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Just kind of go with it. Fly by the seat of your pants.
We do a lot of that.
Yeah. What kind of question you got today?
Well,
is it about the miracles or Smokey Robinson?
No, it had nothing to do. If I'm standing and my silhouette is being cast onto a screen behind, and I go, good evening. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely.
Alfred Hitchcock.
That's right.
Good evening. We're going to do Alfred Hitchcock.
What a profile. This is legendary.
And for those of you who are not old enough, that was one of the fun things as a kid to watch.
Yeah.
Alfred Hitchcock, was it Alfred Hitchcock Presents or something
like that?
Yeah,
I think it was,
right around 1960, 61, and the show would open up with his silhouette.
And he would walk into it.
Good evening. And he always made, in his movies, you know, he made one of those little cameos. You know, it used to be a game, where could you find Alfred?
Where are you going to find him?
Yeah.
That's right. Where's Waldo?
Exactly.
Where's Alfred?
All right, if Hitchcock used a crop duster, a plane, in a famous scene in North by Northwest with Gary Cooper, and the Golden Gate Bridge in Vertigo.
Okay.
Which of his movies used a jungle gym?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
In the famous scene in North by Northwest, a crop duster that kind of dives and buzzes Gary Cooper.
Okay.
And then the Golden Gate Bridge in Vertigo. What movie used a jungle gym?
I don't know the answer to that question. 919-292-9-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer. And Freddie, tell them what they win.
They're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, Ron, where you are.
Good to go.
Good evening.
I had no idea you were going to do that.
Call us.
You know those people who go out of their way to do the right thing? The people who are always doing nice things for others? It could be someone at work, at church, at school, or in your neighborhood. Since 2002, Performance Auto Mall and WCHL have been recognizing hometown heroes. There's one every week, and if you have someone you'd like to put in our spotlight, visit our website at chapelboro.com and let us know why he or she is special. This is Ron Stutz. Can't wait to tell everybody about your hometown hero on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL. CHL.
Freddie Kiger asking an Alfred Hitchcock question a moment ago. And,
Jungle Jim.
Yeah, in what movie was the Jungle Jim?
A famous set or scene.
Yeah, and first of all, before we get to that, I just want to say you were saying that Gary Cooper
starred wrong. I was wrong.
In North by Northwest.
Yeah.
It was actually Cary Grant.
My bad, guys.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things you have to remember in that head.
That's okay. I got short-wired on that one.
Cary Grant, how could you forget
Judy,
him?
Judy.
And who was the woman, the lead in that movie
Eva St. Marie?
Eva Marie Saint.
That was her sister.
That's right. Not to be confused with Eva St. Marie. the answer to your question about where was the jungle gym, that was in the movie The Birds,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was kind of an eerie kind of crazy thing. It was released in March of 1963, and it starred Rod Taylor and Tippi Hedren.
Oh, yeah.
And supposedly Hitchcock read of an instance where birds had kind of gone crazy at some coastal town and took that idea and ran with it, and thus we got Which was kind of a frightening
It was.
Movie.
Yeah, he was a good filmmaker.
No
question. Legendary.
Goodness. Yeah, I mean, you start talking about Psycho and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
The attention to detail that he had. In fact, what was who was the lady in the shower? Psycho. Vera Miles?
No, it was gosh, what's her name's mother?
All right, we'll have to Google that one too. But they tried repeatedly the shower scene, and finally to get the reaction that he wanted after repeated takes, they turned all the water to the point where it was freezing cold when it came out onto her. And he got the reaction that he finally had been hoping.
Oh, yeah.
You got it?
No.
Psycho.
Here I am.
Anthony Perkins and...
Let me think of that. I should know that.
Well, you both should know it.
Everybody should know that.
And the shower scene freaked people out forever.
Yeah, and it was Jamie Lee Curtis is her daughter, I think. Janet Leigh,
thank you.
Why can I not think of that?
That's okay.
Isn't Jamie Lee Curtis her daughter and Tony Curtis?
Man,
her
we
dad?
Opened so many cans of worms today. It's crazy.
Yeah, but it was Janet Leigh. Yeah.
Okay.
L-E-I-G-H.
All right.
Right. Hey,
there you go.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome. And
good evening.
Good evening.